And with that, we come to item 12, my favorite, miscellaneous.
And along those lines, you'll see that the December agenda will have the new agenda layout that was approved as a part of the board regs. So the closed session will be moved to the end of the agenda, and we'll no longer have miscellaneous. We'll still have staff reports, but it won't use that title. So the next agenda will kick off that new format. And then additionally, just a quick Sagitech update. Susan, who is the project manager with Sagitech, she's been here a couple times. She, for personal reasons, needed to resign from Sagitech. They did put a new project manager onto our project. He was actually, as a part of our first contract signing in the very beginning, he finished that project and is now able to move on to our project. So he was the one that we had originally wanted on our project. So everything comes full circle, I guess, and he is back on. Aaron continues to be very involved, and you've met Aaron multiple times here as well. So as Aaron is getting Manoush, who's the other project manager, up to speed, both of them are working on the project. We recently did a deep dive into the data of the system to ensure that the mapping of the data into the new system is where it needs to be in order for the functionality of the system to work it the way it should work. So based off the results of that, we're looking at a future go-live date that we're working out all of the data side of it and the functional side of it, and we'll have more to follow. But we're spending a lot of time in the data right now because we know that when we went live with CPaaS, we had data issues, and we do not want to repeat history there. So more to come on that.
A lot of us have just sort of given up hope that it's ever going to happen. I'm saying that a little facetiously, but just because we're, you know, a couple of years behind. But realistically, do we think first quarter we'll have it up?
That it looks like that's a possibility. What we're trying to weigh into that is March retirements,
which is a huge deal.
Yes,
and it probably would not be the time to beta test it.
Right. So depending on the timing within the first quarter, that is where we want to see it, you know, earlier first quarter. If we feel like the data is not going to be there, then we might have to go into second quarter.
Okay. I think that's the dilemma. I think the sweet spot either had to be year end, fourth quarter now, or it was 2Q 2025 because of March retirements.
And then we also have two committee meetings today after this meeting. So for the individuals that are on the committee, after this meeting, we'll have the audit committee. And then after that, the investment committee. And that is all for me.
Excellent. All right. Well, that saved me from having to make the announcement that I usually forget to make. All right. Outside professionals report. Want to venture up? No? Good. All right. Trustee comments. Any trustee comments?
I have some notes.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
This is the highlight, of course, of the morning. There were actually two separate events that I attended along with some of you. The Nossman 2024 Pension Forum at the Claremont on 10/18, and then following that, the one that many of you were there, attended also, the 2024 Fall Sackers meeting that our own Dr. McDonald led. Let me try and be brief on this, and as I tried to do in the past, hopefully I've picked up things that would be of interest to us as a board. Sometimes we are in compliance with whatever the speaker was supporting, proposing. Sometimes we're not, but that's part of the benefit of these conferences. On the Nossman, chat with the CIOs, private markets much less liquid. The better funded the plan, the greater the willingness to invest conservatively. Keep a large cash reserve to avoid having to sell illiquid assets during downturns, the heart of our current PFF program. Now with higher interest rates, can anticipate higher returns on liquid assets, which we are doing. Private equity valuations are always estimates until the assets are later sold. Selectivity of the investment manager is key to obtaining the best private equity results. We hear that, I think, frequently from Verus. Plans should be paid for assuming higher risks. The asset allocation decisions are the cause of 95% of returned outcomes. Consequently, private assets should return 4 to 5% more to justify risk. Passive U.S. funds traditionally outperform active funds, but not in foreign stocks. That's kind of interesting. What CIOs want from their boards? Ask questions, be skeptical, and vote with confidence. Of course, we do that. Investment committees should review investment policies annually, which I think we'll be doing. Hot topics in structure of investment agreements. This gets into the weeds. I won't spend too much on this. We've got an awful lot to go over. The second one is Sackers. David, I expect you to step in on anything I get wrong or not adequately detailed. Affordable housing. And all the speakers were involved in affordable housing. That is, as developers, lenders, et cetera, or nonprofits supporting it. There is a 7 million shortage of housing. California is 2.2 million short. The average unit cost to build in California, about $500,000. Group felt that there was a need for governmental support to provide substantial private sector building increases, debt support, subsidies, rent controls, all were part of it. Finding a way to offer cheap debt is an important government role. Credit risks for cheap rental units is not a significant problem. There is always a waiting list. It's affordable housing rental units. Annual returns on affordable housing, 14%. I'm sorry, on for affordable housing investment projects, 14% rate of return is the target at date of sale on a compound basis, but 6% cash yield on an annual basis. Would like to see replacing some public equity with private equity, private debt, and real assets. Private debt is a difficult issue for banks because they borrow short and lend long. And what works better for a funding mechanism is a fund that can hold assets longer and does not need significant liquidity. That's all under affordable housing, one of our major topics. Second, interview with Julian Castro, who is the former mayor of San Antonio and has had other important government roles. Democrats have to better connect with working class voters. National attention span is shorter than ever. There is too much NIMBYism, not in my backyard. Local communities should be required to provide affordable housing. There should be more short-term rental regulations, and to reduce debt, cut the fence. Transition to renewable energy. Focus should be on transition to clean energy. Renewable energy as a percent of total moved from 10% in 2000 to 15% in 2020. Natural gas is currently the largest single source of energy. Hydrogen is still very difficult to store and control. Wind will probably not be a future major provider. Solar will continue to be a major energy source. Coal will be around for a long time. Most hydro sites are already producing. Nuclear is high risk to build, and waste has to be kept on site. There'll be a quiz when I finish this. CIO panel, Texas and New Mexico. I didn't capture all of this, each one to unique state in each one, but they use a 7 to 10 year investment horizon. Texas plan is very close to Sisera in some of its key components. Interest is 6.75% and about 90% funded. The New Mexico Fund is a state sovereign wealth fund There are 13 of those in the U.S. In New Mexico, they are diversifying away from corporate profits and towards real estate and private equity, considering more fixed income and private real estate. Noted that J.P. Morgan assumed 10 years ago that U.S. and European equities would earn the same on a net basis, wrong by 6%. However, for the next 10 years, they expect rougher waters. Any big market fall is followed by great opportunities when prices go lower. Texas is not swinging for the fences in public markets, looks for lots of singles. New Mexico is holding zero in China, is underweight in emerging market stocks, securities, and likes energy. Texas is mostly focused on the U.S. And finally, trustee breakout session. Trust by the public and government is at an all-time low. A crisis is not being able to pay our members. A key role for the board is to have a plan to deal with the crisis. The board should also try to identify investments that can cause reputational risk. And the biggest current risk is cybersecurity. Mr. McDonald, Dr. McDonald.
Wow.
Any additions?
Scott?
That was impressive. Anything you want to add, David?
Well, thinking about affordable housing, I mean, that was a very dynamic panel. And so they emphasized returns primarily, and then also stability of the investment. And, you know, it's the demand is there.
I'm in regular marketplace type investments of that nature, and that's absolutely in the middle of what you see on a private development, apartment buildings, for example.
Okay. Well, and then they were talking about some of the advantages that allow them to get the returns that they do, such, unless I heard them wrong, where, and this is a lot of with government support, right?
Yes.
So if they don't have to pay property taxes on that project, then that impacts the bottom.
Debt.
Sorry?
Subsidized debt.
Yeah.
Subsidies to renters, all kinds of government variations on how they might support that.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure if that was much in the way of our portfolio or if that's something we're looking at, and if that would change going forward over, you know, the next 4 years. But I don't, you know, if the demand is there and the government support is there, then it seems like it's a fairly stable, lower risk kind of thing to do.
Yeah, just real briefly, it's something we have not done it on the real estate equity side historically. We have done it on the real estate debt side. We are exploring both workforce housing and subsidized housing in terms of some of the prospects there. It's kind of newly on the radar, but it's a early stages research project for Cicero right now.
And then I think one of the other concerns that were raised, and I believe this was at the SACRS conference where they were talking about the public markets versus private investments or alternatives, and that the number of companies listed compared to what it was 20 years ago is almost in half, right?
Yes.
So there's a big concern about risk-adjusted rate of return with respect to volatility in the public markets, especially with the concentration, that really, it's not the same public markets that we used to know. So that's just something for us to be mindful of going forward. And I don't know if that trend is going to continue, but it looks like it's a fairly constant line of decreasing public listed companies out there. So,
Jerry.
Some of these were side conversations. I found the energy speaker to be just fascinating. He was very energetic,
very knowledgeable and interesting to listen to. And I don't get the sense that everybody understands how what a fraught market this is for energy on the going. If you don't think that some of these server farms and places are taking up a lot of energy, take a look at the deal that Microsoft just cut with Three Mile Island. Those of you that remember Three Mile Island, it had two nuclear units in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. One of them has been shut down permanently, but the other I don't think was totally shut down. But it's now being brought back online for a sole customer. Microsoft is going to take 100% of the power put out by that nuclear reactor in Harrisburg just to run their data centers. And whenever you send something to the cloud, they are incredible devourers of energy. And quietly in this state, too, Diablo Canyon came on in San Luis Obispo County about 1970, I think. And they had a license that was supposed to run out basically now. And the governor has quietly said, maybe another 5 years. We'll just re-up that license because it can't keep up with the power demands in California for all the electric cars and everything else that people want. So power is going to be interesting. And you balance that with one other thing, natural gas. That was fascinating to see how much of the market has changed for natural gas. But at the same time, unless this number has changed, I'd read something a while ago that the Chinese are bringing on a new coal-fired plant every week in China. So they're, as we're going greener.
Lucky they have their own.
That's right.
We don't share with them. So all our efforts.
So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I attended one other session, too, which was interesting. There were several other CICERA folks there. We thought we had half the room set aside for us on cybersecurity. And what I really got out of that was I was very pleased with the kind of attention we're placing on the subject. Listening to some of the other plans, some of them sounded like they were about where we are or maybe even a little ahead in some cases. And some acted as if this was a little bit new to them. And so I was very pleased that this is still an item of interest. And we don't want to forget acknowledging the opening ceremony, which those of you that didn't see CICERA was really quite dramatic. Dr. McDonald and his bagpiping colleagues really fired up the room, and it was quite delightful. He did a great job. Good conference. Oh, one other last thing I would notice, the number of tables that used to be set up in front of CICERA that were sort of set aside for board members is now almost down to two rows, because there were literally hundreds of seats for allied members, associate members, and sponsors and whatnot. That was a hugely attended conference with a lot of new faces, as I thought was quite interesting.
All right. I guess item last is by way of comments, and I will be mercifully brief given the hour. I was able to attend the Invesco conference as my trial that had been set for November 12th got continued, as those things are wont to do. And so interesting today, at least I think I'm right, in the context of all the discussion we've had here today, I haven't heard the term AI used once. I think I'm right. And so an interesting takeaway from Invesco was that AI is not really a thing. It's not a factor. I have to be very general. It's a client conference. But the bottom line was AI is not moving the needle in the real estate world. That was what conference observers were told. Quote, the quote was, it's not a game changer in that field. Having said that, and I'll end with this, the power needs, and Jerry alluded to this earlier, the power needs associated with data centers, AI in general, but data centers, is extraordinary. And I got into a side discussion, it was not part of a formal conference session, on the role of nuclear fission, not fusion, but fission, in terms of looking the go forward about what it will take to power the data needs going forward. It's mind-boggling, way above my pay grade. I felt like I'd parachuted into a land where I didn't understand the language at all, so I was forced to listen and try to get understanding by context. But you heard it here first. Nuclear fission, that's what I'm what was a major takeaway in the data center world of the future. But there was discussion about the Microsoft acquisition of Three Mile Island as well. So very interesting. And with that, I don't have any more comments. Anybody else? Mike?
On the minute and a half we have left, I'll try to explain what the CRCEA conference was about. CRCEA is basically the equivalent of SACRS, only CRCEA represents the retirees as opposed to the retirement systems. We have the same 20 counties. We represent about 180,000 retirees. We have two conferences each year. One is in the north, one is in the south. Out of the 20 counties, there are about four that are too small to put on conferences, so that puts the burden back on the other 16 to do host the conferences. And as opposed to CRCA hosting them, each one of the individual counties hosts them every 8 years, and this time it was Contra Costa's turn. So we put on a conference at the Embassy Suites from November 3rd to the 6th and had a real good turnout. I want to thank the board members for their support. We had, I think, five or six that were able to come and go. Candace was very generous in offering her abilities and welcoming the group. We had staff members there, probably, I don't know, five or six staff members were there at least for one day. So it was a lot of support from CICERA. Basically, the training or the topics were geared, of course, more toward the retirees and not towards, you know, investments, but there were some. Our keynote speaker was Hank Kim from NC PERS, great guy, great speaker. He gave us a history on pensions, retirement corporations, public, private, and government, the comparisons, you know, went into not in depth, but into the distribution of the cost of retirement systems being, you know, investments versus employer versus member costs. Then it also went into that funds are continuing to tighten assumptions now. So that's apparently all over the United States that that's going on. We then had a finance manager come in and talked about investment after retiring. And this was Mark Porter out of Walnut Creek, did an excellent job. He was so good that there were people going up and asking him for their card because they wanted to call him and work with him to get investment advice. So to us, it's really important to be able to try to put a topic forward to explain all the values without having a sales pitch. And he was able to do that, but he was still able to get, you know, the reward from it. But I wanted him to focus on the RMDs because people of our age are starting to draw that money out, and you have to do something with it. And so we're kind of limited on what we can do. And he says you can spend it, which I do. he said you can help your a family member in need out. You got a qualified charitable distribution. You can reinvest it. You can put it in a 529 college fund plan. Or you can actually convert it to a Roth if you do it, if you take the money out prior to your RMD. You can't reinvest your RMD into a, because it's already, you can't move it straight from there to you to a Roth. It has to come straight out of your fund and go right into a Roth. So, you know, that's the things that you can do with it. Other than that, we also talked about reverse mortgages, which is a financing option for people. As the aging population moves through life, they're starting to have problems with running out of cash. They don't have enough money because they're staying alive longer. Debt's on the rise in retirement. The aging population, again, you know, they're pulling in all this debt because they're staying alive longer. They got higher and higher taxes on their properties. We're ready for another Prop 13, I think. Market volatility, inflation, long-term care issues, major medical problems, all these things that are said that you can pull your equity out of your home for a reverse mortgage, and there was a lot of explanation there. Unfortunately, they got a little bit more on the sales side than the training side, but it was still good. I mean, it was right on the border. The legislation report was basically pretty much the same as we've gotten here from both SACRS and from Karen. And then, other than that, we had a business meeting on Wednesday, which No, I won't go into because it's of no value to you. The only thing is that we have two more years. We have the 25 and, 20, and first of 26 that we're going to use this process, the hosting counties, and then we're going to switch over to a SACRS program where CRCEA is going to put it on. We'll still have two conferences, but they're going to, everybody will work with SACRS, with CRCEA to put on the conference. But other than that, that's pretty much what we had.
I also attended the Global Art
Conference in Boston with Tim. That was a pretty vigorous conference. Sessions went from 7:30 in the morning to 5:30 at night. It was like all day drinking a lot of coffee and so forth.
But,
productive conference. And then also NCPERS Public Safety Conference, which was my first time with that conference, and very good content. And it balanced out you know, general themes, but also with an emphasis on safety employee issues or member issues.
One comment. Salima, who is the coordinator for SACRS, kind of put me in my place. I was talking to her during the conference, and I told her that we had just finished this conference, and I was very proud of the fact that we'd had 91 people attend. She says, 91? She says, that's not a conference, that's a meeting. So, I said, thanks. All that effort for a meeting, I don't know if I'll do it again.
It's a nice feel-good moment.
Yeah.
And on that happy note, we will stand adjourned. And audit first?
I think audit's first.
All right.
We'll take 5 minutes.
Stand by for the audit committee, and we'll go from there. We are adjourned.